was a bedroom and the other room to for a kitchen. And then as the family grew, well, they'd add on to it, a room at a time. And now, years and years ago, it was before my time, that the kitchen was a separate building from the house. Mm-hmm. I've never seen but one of those, one house like that. That is around here. I've seen them in Louisiana. But in this community where I partly grew up, there was a house in that community that the kitchen was a separate building. Now, my grandparents' house down here on South State Line, the kitchen was not a separate building, but there was a hallway between it and the rest of the house.
Any idea why the kitchen was kept away from the main part of the house?
I have been told, and they had a reason for that. But really, I don't know. I'm not quite that old.
You suppose but, it had anything to do with the danger of fire? Or?
Well, of course, a lot of that was done back, started in the South during slavery. And they had a reason for having the kitchen separated from the house. Of course, they had these old slave women done the cooking, and the owner of the slaves, they sat down to the table, and their meals was brought to them from the, I think they called it the cookhouse. Hmm. They didn't call it the kitchen, they called it the cookhouse.
How long have you been in this house?
16 years, 17 years.
Could you tell me a little bit about it, the layout and everything?
Well, of course, this is the living room we're sitting in. And then this is the front bedroom, the way you're looking. And it has a bath in it. And then this door here opens into a bath, and the door on the other side opens into the back bedroom. And then we have a large kitchen and a den.
Well, you mentioned the living room. Have you ever heard people call that by any other name?
Parlor.
The parlor.
Yeah, the old timers used to call it the parlor.
Did they consider the parlor the best room in the house?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was people that really, you know, that were pretty well off financially. There were some of those old parlors, they called them, was pretty elaborately furnished.
Well, talking about the furnishings of a parlor, that, well, something like what you're sitting in now, what would they call that?
Well, they didn't call it a sofa, they called it a divan. And then there were some that pronounced it just like it's spelled. They called it a divan.